Good afternoon. This is Barbara Glickstein, and you're tuned into Health Styles. We're going to start off with a health news update, and I'm pleased to have available to talk about a recent health reporting that needs review, Gary Switzer, who is on the National Advisory Council of the Center for Health Media and Policy. He's been healthcare journalist for more than 40 years, and his career spans radio, television, interactive multimedia, and the internet. He joins us today. He is the publisher of the website healthnewsreview.org. Please make note of that. You certainly want to follow them, as I do every day. Thanks for joining us, Gary.
You're welcome, Barbara.
So we have a report that just came out about 3D mammography that was on many front page newspapers and reported on television and also on radio. And your work is, in addition to an incredible team of professional scientists and researchers, is to evaluate how health news is reported. What grade did you give the reporters on this extra dimension on the 3D mammography story that you posted today on your website? Or was that yesterday? So today on your website.
Well, it really was, as we often see, a very wide spectrum from some, I think, just unacceptably sensational language to, at the other end of the spectrum, some folks that showed what, quite simply, you can add to a story when you simply get independent perspectives and ask tough questions and practice real journalism rather than just stenography of whatever journal articles report to us. So, at the rotten end of the spectrum were stories, and almost always the common flaw here is that there is no independent perspective. So if all you're interviewing are the authors of a study, well, all of us want our own work to be cast in the best light. We understand that. But it's the job of journalists to independently vet some of these claims. So we had stories that called this study about 3D mammography a breakthrough in the battle against breast cancer. That's what Good Morning America called it. NBC News played this old game of that Jon Stewart on The Daily Show always pokes fun at, question mark journalism, where you can say almost anything you want as long as you put a question mark at the end. So their headline was Breast Cancer Breakthrough. And they used the tired old phrase, they let one physician get away with calling it a game changer. What's interesting is that another source that had an independent perspective, this was in a Wall Street Journal story, quoted a radiologist at Sloan Kettering saying, is this a game changer? I don't think so. There are still many unanswered questions. What we see here is just a picture of this ping-pong game, this tennis match, that if you flew across the country and you just think about the great unwashed below us down there and you don't know what news source they're getting their information from, I mean, they could be misled or they could be informed by the basis and the quality of the news story. So, for example, the good stuff at the good end of the spectrum, USA Today had a story where, you know, beginning with their headline, 3D mammograms find more cancers, but do they save lives? And right up in the second sentence of the story, Liz Sabo, the reporter, wrote, other breast cancer advocates caution that doctors still don't know whether finding extra cancers will actually save lives or simply lead more women to treatment. The Denise Grady in the New York Times had the verdict is still out on the long-term worth of this new technology. Deborah Kotz of the Boston Globe interviewed Lisa Schwartz up at Dartmouth saying, finding more cancers isn't our goal. It's about reducing breast cancer deaths, and we don't know whether this new technology finds more cancers destined to kill people. So it doesn't require a PhD. It doesn't require 1,000 words in a story, although I'd like to see that many, to report
new findings with accuracy, with balance, and completeness. All that is required. And yes, it does require some work, but it's not going to kill you to do so, is to get truly independent perspectives, to always ask questions about costs and about potential harms, and both of those could be an issue with this technology because it does cost more and there's more radiation from this technology. And then you would be delivering not a one-sided rose-colored view, playing crystal ball about what role this technology may indeed play in the future, but rather you'd be helping consumers right now to evaluate the evidence. And I think about women who have a family history of breast cancer, for example, and who might pay a special attention to any news about breast cancer detection, and who read some of these stories where people got away with making claims that every woman ought to think about this right now. Well, then on the other hand, there were more analytic stories that said, we're not there yet. Mm. And so, again, depending on where you live, what you read, what you listen to, you might put too much false hope in a new technology, or you might be able to be informed and educated and put a new technology into context. That's what we saw with the wide spectrum of news coverage on this study.
Gary, I know that people can go to healthnewsreview.org and sign up and get coverage of these kinds of daily reporting, which will really help inform them, because even reading your reviews of how things are reported is an education in and of itself, the kind of buzzwords that you've already mentioned, game changer, breakthrough with a question mark. And do you believe that the general public, in addition to those who follow health specifically, are capable of that? And is that also one of the reasons why you have Health News Review?
Absolutely. You know, this is not just, or even primarily, a journalism project. It's not just something that people in healthcare do or should care about. In my mind, Barbara, this is a healthcare reform, a health policy project, because I believe if we don't improve the public dialogue, I'm talking about over the back fence discussions, water cooler discussions at work, discussions at the dinner table with our relatives, public dialogue. If we don't improve that public dialogue about interventions in healthcare, we will never stand a chance of effecting truly meaningful healthcare reform, because we, as Americans, are being trained, often through media messages, to think that more is always better, newer is always better, and in healthcare, that is simply not the case.
I want to thank Gary Schweitzer, the publisher of the website healthnewsreview.org, for coming on the program today to report on the latest reporting on a health issue that needs to be evaluated by each and every one of us. That topic today was blogged on June 25th, Which Journalists Report an Extra Dimension on the 3D Mammography Story. Go to healthnewsreview.org, sign on for their daily email, and stay educated and in tune, so in fact, what we can all do is be better informed citizens going forward around our own health and the health that we pay for through our government funding. Thank you so much for joining me.